If God wagered life today, would you tilt the scales in your favor? And what would be the means by which you would do that? Well, one of the most natural instincts in the human heart is comparison. I've done more good than bad. I've never been to jail. I'm not as bad as that person. Well, that's the logic that Paul dismantles in Romans chapter 2. In Romans chapter 2, verses 25 through 27, Paul confronts the idea that outward religious performance, circumcision, law possession, moral comparison, earns acceptance before God. But here's the problem. If law-keeping is your path to justification, then perfection is your requirement. Paul says plainly in the book of Galatians that if you rely on circumcision, you are obligated to keep the whole law. Not most of it, not the parts of it that we prefer, but all of it, and to keep it all of the time. And that harmonizes with James chapter 2, where James writes, "Whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it." Comparison collapses when holiness becomes the standard. The issue is not whether you're better than someone else. The issue is whether you are as righteous as God. And that's where Romans 1 and 2 has been leading us. The pagan suppresses truth. The moralist judges others. The religious insider boasts in pedigree, and all fall short. And so the scales do not tip in our favor. They crush us unless Christ stands in our place. Pray this prayer with me today. Father, free me from trusting my moral comparison and lead me to rest in Christ's perfect righteousness. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Joe and Myra Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon, and also the Haya Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.